You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, happy Thursday afternoon, happy Mueller Report Day. So the most interesting thing in tech, I think, comes not from Washington, but from Vancouver. The TED conference is ongoing. Probably some of you are there. So a woman named Claire Wardell gave a talk when she made an argument. She said, look, the way to fight misinformation, which is the scourge of the internet, is the thing that makes so much worse about the way we communicate, the way we trust science, and the way elections work. Well, why don't we create a Wikipedia of trust? Why don't we create something modeled on Wikipedia where people identify memes, submit things that they think might be false, verify, fact check, and then let's take that and let's connect it to all the social media platforms. So if a bunch of trusted people identify something on Reddit as false or misleading, that information can be given to Twitter, which can adjust the algorithm. Speaking of the algorithms, there's a second part to this. One of the things about all of these fact checkers and academics who study this kind of stuff is that they don't have access to everybody's feeds. And everybody's feed is different, right? Your Twitter feed is different from my Twitter feed because of who we follow, what we like, and what we want to see. They're all set algorithmically. So Wardell's suggestion is, why don't people donate their feeds or allow their feeds to be accessed by this centralized system? You know, create encryption, hashing methods to make sure that there wouldn't be problems, but that would allow academics and others to see how this misinformation is really spreading. So create a centralized database. Tie the database to the social platform. Get access to people's feeds. Build up a system of trust. Maybe that's a way to fight misinformation. And we know that whatever is being done right now isn't entirely working. Does that sound crazy? It kind of does. But on the other hand, Wikipedia sounded crazy when it was started. And now, it's one of the most trusted things on the internet. In fact, it may be the most trusted thing on the internet. So it seems like this idea is worth a shot. All right, now go back to reading the rest of the Mueller report. See you tomorrow.